I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guidance is internal. Ignition sequence starts. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Permission to board, please.
Permission to come aboard.
Permission to board.
Permission to board.
Do I have some permission to board that sweet mothership?
This is the Permission Granted Podcast. Here's DA.
Welcome inside the PGP, everybody. The show about the show within the show. Thanks so much for being with us on the Permission Granted Podcast. You can download us as part of your daily DA show diet. You can get the full episodes or the best of the DA Show episodes along with the PGP on the DA Show podcast feed or its own Permission Granted podcast feed that's available as well. Search for each of them. Subscribe, download, rate, and review. That helps other people find them as well. And we thank you for your patronage. I am currently staring out at Lake Payette in McCall, Idaho after doing Tuesday in Boise and then Wednesday morning show from McCall at a place called the Glass House. And this is such a beautiful boutique hotel. It is with the Hotel McCall, and it's just a cool historic building that was built in the 50s, an old office for the mill in town. And they've done a great job renovating it. It's mid-century modern, so it's got all these cool 1950s and 1960s touches. And it's just gorgeous, and it overlooks the lake. And we were lucky enough to spend some time here, spend the night here, wake up here, do the show here, and then we're heading out to go do some fishing in the canyons about an hour and change away from here. So it's another day of travel into the wilderness, into the Great White North, but I'm excited about it, and this has been awesome. And so today's show, I thought, went really well. Mraz is still back at Mission Control, of course, in New York, and now you've had a couple of days to digest me leaving and me eating Goldies and me staring at a lake as we do the show and me being with JP and the guys in at KTIK The Ticket. And I thought your anger was hotter last week. I think today, this week, it's felt more somber. Would I be right on that?
That's a good way of putting it. There is definitely a somberness to me. There's no doubt about it. I'm not necessarily checking because I'm angry. I'm checking with the feeling of this really sucks. That's kind of my overall, you know, game plan. Every Instagram story, oh, that's nice. Oh, that sucks. I could be seeing it. And I think what stings with me more than anything, DA, is knowing how many of these trips we've been to, but knowing that this is a repeat trip that is now on steroids, right? Like adding the McCall item to this, adding the full week, knowing that I have done the Boise trip with you and seeing it now just amplified, I think has just made me really sad. It has made me absolutely sad. And knowing now as the days tick away, we are taping this, full disclosure, on Wednesday. Yeah, let's face it, you only have a couple more days there. If my child doesn't come, knowing that I really could have pulled this off without an issue is only going to make me sadder.
I don't think Peyton's going to be born before Monday. I don't. I think we're now into the heart of the order. I think you're now actually, we're through the heart of the order, the 3, 4, 5 hitters. I think now you're into the 7, 8, 9. Like you said, she's now twisted around properly so they don't have to induce, no C-section. I think she's going to come out next week, and ultimately you could have been here.
You're right. You're right. And you know what? My sadness right now is one thing. Now as Bogus lands there, and I'm going to talk to Bogus coming up on Side B, and he goes on these beer tours. And then Saturday, Saturday, I think, is what's going to sit with me as I check Instagram, knowing that you guys are doing a college football watch party. It's a night game. Then you're going to get the whole tailgating thing. And I'm going to be basically putting myself back in that moment when I was tailgating there as well, knowing the old step onto the blue turf, knowing it's Oklahoma State in the building, knowing, forget that the Monday through Friday show aspect is over, and now it's, hey, it's a huge college football day in Boise, and I am sitting there not a part of it. Is going to crush me, D.A., crush me. And I will tell you, I mentioned this as well, that this weekend is my wife's birthday. I'm thinking, okay, now after this appointment, maybe we do something fun, go out to dinner. There's a fair up the block. We'll do something for Danielle's birthday. She hits me with, she wants to go to this American Dream Mall of America Mall by the Meadowlands on Saturday.
No.
And I'm thinking to myself, I forfeited going a trip to Boise. Now you're confident enough in the pregnancy that you're okay putting me back on that same George Washington Bridge I sat in Sunday after a Giant
PTSD.
Loss. Because it's the same parking lot, and we're going to walk around, go to aquariums and go shop. This is what you want to do for your birthday? So while you guys are drinking and having a great time, I'm going to be sitting in more of a parking lot on a bridge going to a mall all day. This is becoming the ultimate worst-case scenario for me.
I love Danielle. You know that I do. She's a great mom. She's a great mom to Taylor. She'll be a great mom to Peyton. But I don't know why you guys made this decision. I understand wanting a second child. Why did it have to be so back-to-back and belly-to-belly? You know, because if you could have just waited 6 months to a year or 18 months, spread it out, Peyton and Taylor could have been 3 years apart, 2 years apart, etc. You guys had to do basically the Irish twins. It jammed you up.
Well, D.A., we could talk about making decisions and not being in sync as a coach and a general manager. I will tell you that you can talk about all of this. When I found out she was pregnant, I was more surprised than I was that Jameis Winston beat the Packers 31-3. So to say that this timing was planned is absolutely ludicrous.
Oh, I thought that this was all a plan. So this was just an oopsie?
Well, I mean, first of all, oopsies are a little different language for me. And what I'll say, full disclosure, it took us a long time to have Taylor. There were a lot of struggles and a lot of in-depth. So when it came time and she said she wanted to have a second kid close in age and be done after two kids, I was all about it. I'm not going to act like I wasn't. But I also was not expecting basically month one where, put it this way, I didn't even get the feeling we were trying. You know what I mean? I don't know what a couple beers led to or whatever. So I was, while a discussion might have been hashed, I don't know how to paint this any other way, I was borderline broadsided by the idea that she was actually pregnant. Like, how could it be that easy on the second try? That doesn't make any sense. And then you know me, terrible with math. Originally, I'm thinking, all right, August, fine, summer, baby. What, this end of September, beginning October? What are we talking about here?
So it was very much like Jameis Winston. It was like, wow, he picked up the offense that quick.
Yes.
Five touchdowns a week, number
yes.
one.
And only 150 yards. Very efficient. It doesn't make any sense.
Did you do the math backwards to see exactly what night it was?
I did not. That time I didn't. The first time I could tell you, I believe it was the night of Joey Waller's wedding, ironically, to think of my daughter Taylor being a result of that. I could not tell you. There was enough math done that I even had to question, wait a minute, is this second baby mine? But I do not know.
Well, I will say, man, I know that I've teased you quite a bit about this. I feel bad that you're not here because you would enjoy so much about this and you had such a good time the first time around. And everything that I do, I'm like, man, Mraz would love this. Oh, man, Mraz would love to eat here. Oh, man, he would have a good time here. So it is a bummer that you're not here with us.
It is. Of all the trips we've taken to Super Bowls and Final Fours, I don't say this just to, like, wax the people of Boise. It was my favorite trip since the DA show launched. And you know and I know we have both discussed the idea of going back from the moment we left. And then, obviously, pandemic hit and everything that went with it. The idea that finally the return trip happened, and it just happened to line up with this life event of mine, and now it may not line up with the life event. It just, I know a lot of people get mad at me when I say, well, you're having a kid, you should be, I am happy about that, but it absolutely bums me out. I have extreme FOMO. I made the joke on the air on Wednesday about how I see you at this beautiful, you know, glass house hotel, and I'm telling Pete, this sucks, this show's stupid. And basically, I'm only saying that because I'm miserable that I'm not there. The show's great, and nothing about it sucks. I just want to be there, and it's killing me. DA, I become such a hater. I'm in the control room with Pete the Body, and I'm oh, does he have to do a show in the mountains? That stinks. Is gonna, I am throwing cold water on everything you're doing because I just really wish I was there. So I've become the biggest sour hater. Just, this is a stupid show. Why is he doing this? Like, I'm become that guy because I'm so tired of looking at your food in the menu, and I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I could understand the vibe. I could understand the feeling. This is going to be a long trip, but it's already kind of buzzing by. Today's already day 2.5, really. So it's going to be a while, though, before I'm back. It's like we do fishing today, and then tomorrow we're doing live shows, and then Friday we do live shows, and then Saturday is the game, and then Sunday, Sunday morning football, and then Monday is the show from the studios, and then finally I go home to see my wife Monday night. I don't know how she feels about me being spending like a month in Boise.
And a beautiful time of year to go to. Mid-September in Boise looks gorgeous.
Yeah. No, it is. It really is. It's still warm enough to where you're outside with a t-shirt and shorts, but at night it's pretty cool. You know, it's because it's that dry altitude, foothills of the mountains in Boise, and it's just the high desert, as they call it, is pretty amazing. So the whole bit is cool. They've been amazing to us already. We'll continue kind of posting pictures about this on my Instagram at Damon Amendo. You can follow me there. Food, drink, eat, sights, sounds, the shows. And my guess is, Marez, somebody's going to show up to one of these remotes to have something to give me to take home for you. So I would look forward to that.
I can't wait. They don't have to do that, but I can't wait. I know, we know last time there were t-shirts and people were making us food and I am so disheartened that I'm not there.
Just disgusting.
This is awful. This is so awful.
And if the Giants are off to 0-2 after Thursday, it's brutal.
Oh, and that's the other part of it, right? Of all the weekends to go, I wouldn't have basically been cursing in front of listeners Sunday watching the Giants lose. I could have been in my own cocoon watching the Giants game and gone whatever and meet up with listeners Sunday. The idea that the Giants not even playing on Sunday would have lined up for me perfectly on this trip. How brutal.
I know. And if you wanted to watch Thursday night football and actually, you know, get ready for the show, remember, it's 2 hours earlier here. So Thursday night football starts at 6:15 here, wraps up by 9:30. You're like, whoa, this is nice.
The stars weren't, you couldn't have aligned any more perfect for me until they were imperfect. This is brutal, absolutely brutal.
All right, side B, Andrew Bogish discusses his soon-to-be trip to Boise, Idaho. Stay right here.
How-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da-do-da DA Show, joined by Andrew the Bogeyman Bogish. Now, before we welcome in Bogish, it should be noted, you have already listened to Side A of the PGP. Full disclosure, I have no idea what was discussed because we are taping Side B before Side A today, so you're hearing this all in reverse. DA and I have already discussed his first couple days in Boise. I am here with discussing Bogish as he prepares to leave for Boise to make his first endeavor out to the blue turf. Bogish, hello. The excitement level is at what for you?
The excitement level is high, tempered by my normal nerves and, you know, am I going to get to the airport on time? Am I going to forget something? I can't escape that anxiety. So the excitement really kicks in once I'm actually there and I have all of my shirts and socks and belts and whatnot. So we're like at a 7 now. We'll be at a 10 by Wednesday night.
So DA conquering the first leg of this Boise tour without you, which includes a trip up into the mountains in McCall, Idaho to do some fishing. Are you disappointed you're missing any of this early stuff, or do you think you're just there for the juiciest of juicy?
No, I'm not. I'm happy. I'm missing the outdoor stuff because that's another thing I have to pack for and packing for. Because the odd thing is here. So I'm there for five days basically. Because I get there Wednesday night, I go to the hotel, I have dinner, I'm going to go to sleep because we have to get up at 2 a.m. local time basically to be on the air for 4 a.m. So, but the thing is, each day is like 2 days because we're going to get up, we're going to do our show, which ends at 8 o'clock Boise time, 8 a.m., right. and then we have nothing to do for a while. So, like, I'm assuming I'm going to go back to the hotel, take a nap. I might pretend to try and do a workout while I'm there so I don't feel like such a lard ass. So, like, I feel like I need two sets of clothes for every day, but then I'm like, now I'm going to have, like, three suitcases, so I'm trying to, like, be a, like efficient and have like one pair of pants and two shirts. So like it's just, it's been a nightmare. So if I had to factor in like having like cargo pants and like boot walking, like athletic boots and other, and like bug spray and stuff, all this? No, thank you.
The bug spray. The bug spray is so true. Okay, so you're doing a couple of these craft beer tours. You guys are obviously doing a college football watch party for a couple hours on Saturday before hitting tailgate, and then doing the whole song and dance on the blue turf and getting to experience that environment. Obviously, you were just in Lincoln, so that's a really cool early start to the college football season for you. What about this trip to Boise as we do the Permission Granted podcast tour, the Permission Granted tour, too? What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, a very cheesy general answer, and I've worked in national radio basically my entire career. I was at Sirius before CBS, so I've always worked on network stations that were going all over the place, not just in one market. When you work locally, like, you're well aware of everything. Your listeners, your detractors, your fans, you see people, they know your name. Like, you live it, and, like, you know people are paying attention. There are times where, like, you're not really sure on national radio who's listening and where they're listening and how much they actually care about what you're saying, and there's almost no face-to-face interaction. So it's going to be nice to go somewhere and have people in front of us say nice things to us, presumably, and, like, want to take pictures with us. I've never experienced it on this scale. Like, I've done some remote broadcasts and there's some interaction, but, like, this is just to be out there for multiple days, and hopefully people show up to the beer tasting part of it.
Oh, they will.
That, you know, just to have some kind of interaction is going to be super cool.
I will tell you this, because in the Permission Granted Tour Part 1 that I was a part of, I was blown away because they had so many events scheduled like you guys had. I didn't get any of the beer tasting events, which is really cool by you. But every time Deanna and I pulled up and, you know, we had somebody driving us from event to event, we were blown away. We're like, wow, this many people have come out and stopped their day to come see us, to come see us. And there will be people at the beer tasting tours. There will be people at the college football watch parties. All of you, the two morning shows you guys do in front of a live audience, even at 5 a.m., you will have people there stopping by on the way to work. And Boise, one thing that really stuck with me, and I say this in a sensitive, like, mushy way, you take back and you realize people, for the most part, are really kind and really good people. It's overwhelming at times. I think you're really going to get a kick out of it. You're going to have a lot of pictures. I was taking pictures with dogs, with potatoes. It was a lot, man. So be prepared for a lot of that. And I will give you a little piece of advice. D.A. can get very tired on some of these trips. He's very big on his naps. There is going to come a moment in time where, like a good coach and quarterback, you're just going to have to read DA's eyes and know that you need to, like, step in and need to be the one shaking hands, taking pictures, and just give him, you know, 15 minutes to collect himself. That would be my only piece of advice to you as somebody who's done, you know, enough road trips now with DA.
See, and that's good news for me. I don't mind doing that. I got a feel for tired DA because I have not seen that
expected.
Necessarily a lot.
It's a lot.
Face-to-face.
It's a lot, right?
But I'm glad that he's the one that's gonna be pushing the, okay, I'm gonna go back to the hotel now for like 90 minutes,
well,
because I don't want to be the one to have to say that, but I'm gonna want to do it because there are guys who could be up from 2 a.m. local time and push all the way through at the end of our schedule, which is 7 or 8 p.m. at night, and then do it again the next day.
Well,
I'm not cut out for that, so I'm glad DA is going to want to bail midday and do a reset.
Well, he's not. Saying DA is going to want to bail is a little different than what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you're going to have to read his eyes and know that he's ready. Just he needs to sit down. He's taking a lot of pictures. He's doing a lot of this. You're going to have to be the one to say, hey, DA, go take a load. You know, just,
yeah,
I got this. You know, and
pretend you're at Sean's house,
right?
Disappear for 2 hours, and we'll wonder where you are.
And now take me through Friday. DA is doing some sort of pep rally type show in the evening, afternoon. You are going to be coming off one of these beer tours that DA will not be on. And then what? You're going to find your way back to the show after loading up on craft beer for an hour or two?
So, yeah, I still don't know all of the things that are expected of me on the air after our show because
they're going to be – somebody's going to be driving you around. Be prepared for that.
Well, right. Exactly. So, we are being driven around together or separately. But, like, on Friday even and on Thursday, too, like, there's this afternoon show, 3 to 6 local time, that's just in the local market that – I think I have to be there,
but I
have to leave in the middle of it to go do back to back hours at beer tasting. So, like, I finish away from DA on Thursday. Friday,
you definitely got to show up for an hour at that show for sure.
Right,
and that's good food,
Friday,
by the way, Stagecoach. Very good food.
Yeah, exactly. And I've done all that research too. Last night I sat down, went through all these different menus, and so I know what I'm going to eat and drink at all of these places, but I still am confused as to when I'm going to be at some of them. And yeah, Friday I come back from beer. Now, I think DA said there are two things on Friday, unless they've changed the itinerary. There's only one. So I go somewhere while he starts this three-hour show, then I come back, and we're on the air for an extra hour, because the extra hour is the official preview show for the football game. So yeah, I'm breaking down OK State and Boise with probably a little bit of a buzz on.
That's great. But that's what they're looking for. That's what they're looking. They're not putting you on a beer tour if they don't expect you to look for that. So obviously the game is going to be a lot of fun. You guys are doing all the hooting and hollering. Then Sunday you got to take a little load off before you guys do Monday's show. I am telling you right now, you could talk about the workouts. I went for several walks throughout the city to try to, you know, burn calories. You are going to eat a lot. The breakfasts you will get are going to be incredible. And now, just give the listeners a little bit of peek. What was the breakfast, the special breakfast at Goldie's you chose?
So DA beat me. We had to pick a sweet, you know, like a pancakey kind of thing, and a savory. And DA beat me to pancakes. There was like something like apple caramel one. So yeah. I went with the pumpkin ginger pancakes. It was, you know, it's fall. It's almost fall. And the other one, I'm trying to think, that was like lemon poppy seed, which is not necessarily my style. So I defaulted to that. And then I went, I must really love Mexican food, because I always end up here. I went for the breakfast chimichangas. but the thing is, I don't know on our schedule when we're eating any of these specials, because we're accounted for Thursday and Friday morning. So I think Saturday or Sunday, I've got to get myself to Goldie's.
You go Sunday and morning.
Eat my meal.
Yeah, you got to go Sunday morning. Sunday morning is a great post. Boise State's already played on Saturday to start your NFL day. I did that as well. Sunday morning at Goldie's is a staple in Boise. You got to go. You have to go. That's where you wake up and you head to.
And I think I'm free on Sunday, because I'm definitely not going to the studio to watch DA do Sunday morning football. That's not on my resume.
I did not either.
I got nothing to do on Sunday except eat and watch football.
So that's so I will tell you a little behind the scenes. You guys also don't have a watch party on Sunday the way we did for the NFL. You have a bit of a free day to watch football wherever you please. Go to whatever sports bar you want, hang at the hotel, go at your leisure. And football starts earlier in Boise, obviously, with the time zone difference. When DA had Sunday morning football, I had nothing to do with it. So what I had to do was I woke up, I went for a nice walk/jog through the downtown city. There was a nice farmer's market. It was beautiful. I don't know if they're still going to do that now. And then I followed up with breakfast at Goldie's, and I got myself ready, and I was in the door to Dave & Buster's by 11 a.m. because the Giants were kicking off at 11 a.m. local time, and that was my Sunday morning while DA was doing Sunday morning football. So you will have a blast. Go at your own pace. Enjoy it. The people are going to be great. I obviously have made enough jokes about, you know, the birth of my child. In all seriousness, I sincerely will miss everybody in Boise. Enjoy the heck out of Bogish. And Bogish, I will tell you, by the time everybody's listening to this podcast, I will have already made an afternoon show appearance on KTIK.
Mraz, we wanted you here. Obviously, you wanted to be here. They still talk about you when you came to Boise a few years back. It was a legendary moment.
It's brutal. I'm already sweating it out because my Giants play Thursday night. My wife is actually at the doctor right now. I'm on the phone. I blew off a big doctor's appointment to go on the phone with you guys.
Dude,
you guys should know that.
Appreciate
she is
you.
At the doctor. They might be scheduling some kind of inducing, and I just had to explain to her again, make sure it is not Thursday, because I cannot be in the hospital Thursday night for the Giants in Washington.
As I've been asked to come on and give the audience a read on what to expect from Andrew Bogish, just so you know that.
Yeah, see, this is my one concern, is that I'm going to spend 5 days apologizing for not being you, which is not going to be
well
all that good for the ego over the next couple of days.
Let me close with this. Because you're going to meet, I'm telling you, you're going to meet a zillion people, and there are going to be people that mention things on the show that you've forgotten. It happened to me. I'm like, wow, you guys are really
yes.
crazy big listeners. What do you predict will be the one thing you were asked about the most by listeners?
I'm going to be asked about you. That's the thing. The conversations are going to start with you, then maybe my bald spot or my big arms or some Bilotti intel. But a lot of it's going to be like, whoosh, you know, something about in reference to you and the baby. I know that's coming.
Okay. All right. And I will tell you this. When we talk next week on the PGP and we recap the trip, I am already taking notes. A week, because I'm always on these remotes, whether they are Radio Rose, Final Fours, Boise trips, wherever you may go, I've usually been with DA. It's the first time I am not, and you were with him. I have already gotten one day, one morning's a taste of how Pete the Potty is during these remote broadcasts. And let me tell you something, 5:30 a.m. Eastern was something else to be seen in this newsroom. I'm going to collect all the data of how Pete handles this week. And I have a full report card on a remote in the life of Pete back at the shop. That'll be on next week's PGP. How about that?
And you know that Pete is going to try to figure out a plan to get Danielle and Katie pregnant this time next year. So he then has to be the one that goes with DA for this.
Everything is on the table. Bogus, have a great time in Boise. Your Twitter follower account is going to go up as it is, but you might as well give it one more time here.
At Andrew Bogus.
And you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram, unless you're the Denver Broncos, at Mraz CBS. It's M-R-A-Z CBS. Have a great week, everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.